Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 41. I hope I score 3 shorthanded goals on date night.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
And this is Anvil.
And we are back together again for, how long has it been? Almost 2 weeks?
Three weeks since the last time we sat down. The first week you guys were off playing in your dresses. I got Blue back, but you were kidnapped by ninjas, and we fought hard to get you back, and now we've got you.
Yes, we had to get the samurais back in our ass, to get you.
Well, in English terms, what Anvil is trying to say is, one weekend, Bluonic and I were at PAX East with the Electric Sisterhood, and then the week after that, I was over at Anime Boston. Same place, Heinz Convention Center.
And he's finally got the weekend off, for fuck's sake. You know,
well, not really.
Never, you know, a dull moment more or less with us, because we're always doing this damn show.
We've got the show, we've got the interview tonight.
Yep, we got the interview. What's the band called again?
Totally Inappropriate.
Because it is totally inappropriate.
Yeah, they come up on stage, they're completely naked, they start whacking off to everyone.
What's so inappropriate about that?
Well, I mean, it's not like Red Hot Chili Peppers where they're just wearing a tube sock. But
or Electric Eel Shock where the drummer does the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I don't know. These guys look like they're a great group of guys, you know, to go and hang out with, hopefully. So
yes.
We look forward to it.
Exactly. We'll sit down with them before the show, we'll listen to their show, and we'll report back to you. We'll have the interview on our website.
Yep.
It's going to be myself, Blue Onyx, King Baby Duck, and Pandalicious from the Electric Sisterhood.
Yep.
Pandalicious.
Yeah. We got to drag her around.
Ooh.
No, it's not the other way around. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey,
it usually is.
Dude, you're the one with the built-on collar.
I don't have a built-in collar.
No, built-on.
No. Oh!
Dude, grab on, pull. Sorry, the duck hasn't been with the group for so long that he forgets our inside jokes.
I thought that was supposed to be shades, but that's just my idea. Anyways... What are we starting off with here?
Well, we were talking about music. Let's talk about this one band that sent us their EP for us to review. And it was a band that we talked about a few weeks ago when we were talking about the Fucked Up concert. Double Nines.
Oh, Tater Tots!
Double Nines. Great album.
Oh. Yes.
They sounded a lot like Social Distortion. If you're familiar with that classic alt-rock punk band... If you ever listen to them, they have a very similar sound to them. And maybe even a little bit of current Green Day, too.
Mm.
Especially their recent album, 21st Century Breakdown.
Yes. Now, I sat back last night, I was listening to the music while I was online, and Miss Anvil Mom was just hanging out. You know, she was watching sports, we were talking and everything, and she listened to the music, too.
Ow, I just think it's so fantastic!
Yo, my mom will beat your ass.
Yeah, she will.
You're right, she will.
My mom's straight, old school. But she actually liked it, and, you know, it was really nice, considering, you know, I was over talking to her, because Juggernaut, my little brother, is going to be a dad any day now.
Yeah.
Fucking retard.
Dumb fuckhead.
Retard?
I said retard.
No.
I just talked into my hand, that's why.
No, that's a new term. That's a new term.
A retard.
A retard.
So he's
a baby retard.
He's breeding a retard. Yes! Yes!
I have a new word! Let's see if we can get this to go on.
That's retarded.
But no, I mean,
it's so stupid and it just breeds into other people.
Alright, so this is what happens. You don't smoke the cocaine, and you don't do the meth and stuff like that, otherwise you're going to get a pre-tarded child.
A pre-tarded.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the Anvil invent a new word. Please pass it on.
You heard it first here. Dun, dun, dun.
Just like Paris Hilton is pre-tarded.
Yeah.
She was bred to be a retard.
Yeah.
What? No, okay, no. Let's get back to the music. One song that really got my attention was the second one, I believe, Fate Tips the Scales. And I feel like if this song gets to proper airplay, it could be a hit.
Well, see, I liked Gasoline.
Gasoline.
I think that was the final song.
Yeah, oh. it was one of like the last couple of songs.
Because they did have a secret song on there as well.
Yes. Which wasn't that long, and it jumps up near the middle.
No, that was April, May. No, one after Gasoline, I believe, there's a track 7.
Oh, really? No shit.
Maybe that's one. Okay, then it wasn't Gasoline. I just thought the songs ran together. So, yes, it must have been the secret song that I liked, because it was the final one I heard. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was a secret one.
Well, they snuck it under you, man.
Hey, I was drinking.
Too hard. Well, hey. Especially when you're drinking.
I had a nice bottle of Jack.
You mean your little flask?
No. I had a bottle of Jack.
This is an EP, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was listening to it as well, and I thought it was great, especially when we got to see, hear them live and everything like that.
Yeah.
It, like, when they started, like, both the Anvil and I and the King were sitting there watching the Olympics at the time,
yeah.
And they actually got us to turn around in our seats to listen to it.
I said, what?
Yeah, yes. We're like, wow, this is pretty fucking good. Then the next band came on, and we quarter turned towards the TV, and like we're listening at the same time.
And then the next band came on, and it was like,
we just were like,
la 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 la,
you suck!
We were just like,
Raiders!
Could you please turn up the fucking Olympics right now? Because this guy's horrible.
And I actually hurt that guy's feelings because I was outside talking to a couple of his friends. And he came out all upset at the guy that kept yelling that he sucked, and that was me.
Yes, that makes us bastards. We're good at this.
Whoa.
Anyways, altogether great. It was great.
I will say this about Double Nines. I feel like the guitarist, the singer, Kevin, I want to say it's either Ralt or Roe. Because it kind of is a little bit French.
Well, shouldn't you have an easy time with it?
Yeah, I know, you Frenchie.
But anyway, I feel like he comes out a bit louder live.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on who recorded it.
Yeah.
How they felt, like, if they wanted to turn him down or something.
And you have to think, the Middle East wasn't that big of a facility, and with the amps as high as they were, it echoed a little bit better.
Yeah. Perhaps.
They have a wall of fucking, like, stereos and amps, dude. It's, fucking there.
Yeah.
So like, for a room that size, you know, they could probably cover all the Boston Commons with music.
Dude, we got, when we were at the one to see, what was it, Flowbots? We got blasted when Bus Driver came on. We were like, holy fuck, man, this is crazy bass. So, yeah, that place could definitely, you know, rock the Commons easily.
Yeah. Although, Nenya, when I was talking to her about, Rammstein touring America, she thought, oh, would they be going to someplace like Middle East? And they would burn down the Middle East.
I mean,
whoa.
When we went to go see Fucked Up and everything like that, he says, I'm not going to touch any of these pools up here because I broke shit last time when it was upstairs. If, you know, the Rammstein came into this, that whole fucking place would have imploded in on itself and they still would have been able to have dinner too. Just because they would be keeping the stove intact. That's how crazy they fucking are.
Yeah.
You know, like the drummer standing holding the oven.
And then you got, what's his name, the weird guy that's always on the treadmill and shit. And fucking,
yeah, the keyboardist.
Yeah, the keyboardist. I'm like...
Hey, that's a smart man right there, getting his cardio well playing.
Dude, he's skinny enough as is.
Well, on top of that, it brings them out into centered stage, too.
Yeah, and then they drop him in the fucking... Dude, Boot Dish, that was the scariest one ever I fucking saw. And that was the one that Rammstein got arrested when they were in Worcester. Or Worcester, as everybody likes to call it.
Who calls it that?
The fucking idiots outside of Mass. So anyways.
With the Double Nines, I feel like they can go a very long way. But I do want to see what they can pull on a full-length album. Because while an EP is a good introduction, I want to see what the main course is.
Yeah, we want them to do a step up and just keep, you know, give us at least a 12 to 13. It's not asking much. 12 is good.
Yeah.
You know, give us, you know, a good steak, not the potato skins before.
This is a great appetizer, more or less.
Yeah.
It's like we want more or less.
This is your giant thing of nachos.
Yes, exactly.
No, tater skins.
Okay, fine, tater skins. Anyways, but now it goes into, like, the full-on, you know, either how we could compare it to, what, Texas Roadhouse or some shit like that, where it's like, you know, you get your big fucking rack of ribs, or you get your big-ass steak.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm. Or you get your pulled pork. Anyways.
And I also get a steak.
Yes.
Or if you go, like, King Baby Duck and get your escargot.
Oh,
fuck you. I hate snail.
Oh, he hates snail because he's tried it. He's giving me a mean look right now. He just janked me.
We definitely like this band to, you know, go and step up more. And,
step up.
What? Fuck you. I'm not saying that goddamn movie. Fuck you very much.
No.
Yeah, but as soon as, like, they go and create a new album and stuff like that, we'd be willing to review it right as it comes out.
Yeah.
You know, send it right to us. You know, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, and it's they're good. You know what? I give them 2 thumbs up.
And also, when you guys are still, like, if you're still with Fucked Up and you're traveling with them, make sure you go to before them. Because the other two guys sucked.
Yeah.
Please save us. Save the other people.
They were Black Helicopter and Kurt Vile.
Oh, that's remember? It. I called the other one, they should be called Black Hawk Down. It was that bad, and I thought there was going to be actually, like, you know, people from Somalia coming up and burning tires and shit. I thought it was going to be that bad.
Yeah.
RPGs and shit, too. It was scary.
Mm.
Back in the show.
Yeah,
back in the show. We just came back from seeing the movie Date Night, starring Steve Carell and Tina Fey. They play a couple who... Their lives are
kind of... They're in a rut.
What?
They're in a rut.
Well...
Yeah, they're in a rut.
Like, do you want to call it, like, the midlife crisis of a marriage?
I wouldn't call it that. I would call it, like, a big fucking speed bump.
What speed bump?
Okay, oh. They're doing like a motor scooter and they're trying to pop over that speed bump.
Dude.
Yeah.
Forget about a speed bump. They're going along the freeway and there's 5 miles not built yet.
Or a brick wall. That'd be good. A nice big fucking brick wall.
Or Christie Alley's right in front of them.
That one too.
Yeah.
That's a good one right there. That's a good analogy. Anyways, but yeah, this is one of those kind of things where I think every relationship has it, no matter who you are, and don't give me some random fucking people and because it's bullshit.
Whoa, that's a lie. Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee, they're on so much drugs they have no clue what's going on.
That's the exception, motherfucker. Forget that one. But anyways, the whole setup that's going on with the relationship was, it gets to the point where they've gotten into a routine and they fucking hate their life because of it.
Yeah.
She fucking hates me.
Yeah, exactly.
No, 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 no.
So, God damn it. So with that...
Who has even thought of Puddle of Mud since those
really,
days?
I was just thinking about them the other day, too. I was just like, what the fuck happened to Puddle of Mud?
Me too.
All right, back to my life.
Actually,
they fell into a puddle of mud and they sank.
Actually, I was watching a movie and that song came on, that's why.
Yeah. So, with the relationships and stuff like that, they're getting into the point where, you know, one's working all day long, but the other one does all the stuff for the family, but she doesn't want the other one to do it because she's afraid that he's going to fuck up everything.
Like, yeah. That's a typical, women always think us guys are fuck-ups.
And I mean,
only thing is, he kind of is a bit of a fuck-up in this movie.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a fuck-up, but it just seemed like when they went through this whole thing, it was something to refresh their whole relationship. By the end of the movie, it started coming together where he started to grow the balls that he was needing to.
In the brain.
Especially screaming blowjob while going into the water and driving a taxi at the same time.
By the end of the movie, I didn't think he was as retarded as, you know, he originally started the movie as, you know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyways, they definitely did a good job.
I don't think he was stupid. I just felt he was a little bit dull and deadpan-ish.
Well, that's...
I mean, look at him when he was behind the desk of his tax firm.
Well, yeah, especially when he was dealing with a young couple there. It got to the point where he's just like, yes, I just saved you $600. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go to Spain, and we're going to go and fuck each other 20 times over on the beach, and blah, blah, blah. And then he's just like, well, I've got an idea. We could do, you know...
A Roth IRA.
Yeah, something for the fucking, you know, to get more money for them down the road or something like that. They're like, nope, we're going to go fuck on the beach. You know, and he's just like, yep, it was just food for thought.
By the way, Fuck on a Beach is a real Japanese post-rock band.
Besides that...
Who really wouldn't want to try to go get some on the beach? Would you?
Besides the
sand. I don't want to get, sand up the vagina. I don't think that would please
her. Whoa, you have a vagina?
I don't think that would please her.
No, yeah, I don't think it would please me. That would hurt. It's like, you know, never mind. Why the fuck are we talking about that?
It's called the blanket, motherfucker.
Anyways, besides that whole factor, with the whole getting sex on the beach.
Sounds like a good drink.
Oh, yeah.
It is a good drink.
Thank you. Thank
but back
you.
To the movie. Dealing with how they felt about each other when they went home, he kind of almost, like, when she finally dressed up and was like, we're going to go out and do, you know, have a great time, he comes, like, walking in, kind of totally ignores her and, like, goes to the kids, how'd you do today, kids? You know, how was school? Did you learn anything? And they're like, no. He's like, great, we got to go pay for college, you know? And,
we don't have to pay for college. There.
As soon as he, like, yeah, the babysitter, great, you know.
Played
what?
By Leighton Meester, who is a singer, and she's from, you know, she's on TV. That's the only reason I put it out there.
But along with that, like, as soon as he turned and saw her, he was like, oh, shit, I gotta go get ready, you know. Like, he's like, hey, this is one of those nights I could get laid, you know. That's, like, that's how pathetic it got to the relationship, where he's just like, you know what, we're gonna go down to, like...
Because all the friends that were getting, separated. Well, we only have sex twice a week. What?
Yeah, we keep doing the same fucking, you know, the two positions.
Same position, like, twice a week. It's like, you do it only twice a week?
And, like, with her, she kind of didn't even, like, you know... I mean, it got really bad to the point where, like, she... Like, they looked like they had a good night because they were joking around with each other and everything like that. And as soon as she goes to hop in bed, she already had the mouth guard in. And he was just like, oh, great, never mind, we're not having sex tonight.
No, I can do it.
Yeah,
I got the drool and everything. I actually gagged a little bit at
same
that
here.
Point.
But, yeah, I mean, how do we feel about the actual, like, rating on this one?
Well, we haven't even gotten into what happens on the date.
Oh, no. I think we should leave that. We definitely have to leave that.
That's a full buster. Right?
Well, let's just say the most fucked up date night ever happens. That PG-13 allows.
And, yes, ladies, Mark Wahlberg has his shirt off the entire movie.
So that'll make you go there and see it.
You know what? That was the funny thing. There was the couple of girls that were in the thing that we weren't sure if they were lesbians, but we hope they weren't. But they were having a great time laughing at this movie. So
right.
It's definitely...
And there
it could be considered
really
a chick... It could be kind of like a chick flick.
With action
but also,
tones.
If, like, you had a relationship... You bring your significant other along with you to watch it, you're going to have a good time.
Or your buddies.
Or your buddies, yes. Your
what kind of buddies?
Not your butt buddies.
I wasn't going with that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you
right,
were.
Sure.
No, because you have work buddies or you have, like, friend buddies.
You got the ones that you rub elbows.
Any of the buddies. You can take your work buddies. Oh, we've got time to kill. Let's just go to the movie. All right.
What about date movie? You're not going to make a move on me after this, right?
I don't think I've ever thought about that with my coworkers. Hey, you know, let's, we got some time to kill. Let's all, like, go hop, skip to the movie.
Yeah, that kind of made me feel uncomfortable in here.
We were all squished next to each other, and your leg touched my leg.
And then some magical happened.
When we sit there, you better sit 5 seats away from me. Otherwise, you get it.
It's like, now I'm going to go file sexual harassment against you.
Yeah, I know, right? Because
your knee touched my knee and my penis got all tingling.
Oh, I should have sued that guy. The one that was, you know, walking across the aisle and he fucking banged my knee up against his. I thought it was done. I thought
ow!
It was gone.
Sexual harassment!
He touched my penis!
And then push him down the fucking stairs.
Everybody, if he stops, kick him down. He touched my penis. Because he thought I was, you know, 10.
Where's sexual harassment Panda when you need?
She's getting ready for tonight.
Oh, right. That's right. I'm sorry.
But for ratings, you know, I was going into this movie thinking, all right, it's just going to be cheap laughs of a type
God
of...
God damn you, Steve Carell!
Yeah, because Steve Carell kind of does play the same role here and there with a couple exceptions, you know, like Little Miss Sunshine and Dan in real life. But this movie, not only was it funny, but it was wicked smart. And on top of that, it had some pretty good thriller elements, especially when the shit started going down.
I have to say it was better than Get Smart.
Really?
Yes.
You'll actually say it's better than Get Smart.
Yes.
I have to say that.
Even where you have Bill Murray in a tree.
Yes.
I felt bad. Like, that's, like, the worst role ever. I mean, if you were to probably do the record and, the redo-over of that part from when he gets shot in Zombieland. Zombieland, he would have been like, my greatest regret was being the tree and...
No, Garfield was the better choice.
No.
Garfield, baby. I felt that this was a very good movie. I was surprised by how much I didn't just enjoy it. I really enjoyed it. Like, when this movie comes out on DVD, I might actually go out and buy it, enjoy it. So, I give it 2 thumbs up.
So, basically what the duck is saying is that he loved this movie so much that when he went to play with himself after, he actually used lotion.
I wouldn't go that far.
Perhaps this is what Shades was talking about when he was saying that we are kind of getting a little bit too dirty.
No, we're not.
Never. So, what do you feel, Anvil?
Well, indubitably, I feel like this was a very eccentric movie. No, okay? I'm done acting like a British person.
Yeah.
Good movie, funny, Tina Fey, thought she did a good job for, what she did. Steve Carell, same. Ray Liotta, I think he did a good job playing Mr. Mob Boss.
Although he's kind of looking a little bit uglier than usual.
Well, he's like 5 million years old at this point.
Very true.
Give or take a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, they did a good job. I like the twists, turns, and the flip-overs. And the dancing.
And the nice police car pile-up.
Yes, well, I'm not talking about the normal dancing inside the club. I was talking a yellow and a silver dance.
Oh, yes. The taxi scene.
I was trying not to put that out there.
Because, okay.
Well, anyways,
I want to say about him, J.B. Smoove, who played the taxi driver there. He was on Saturday Entertainment Presents. He was probably the only funny guy on that show. And he was also on, I don't think he was on this past season, but the previous season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, he gets around.
He's a pretty underrated comic actor.
Yes.
He's probably one of my favorite comic actors.
The reason I like that scene so much.
the way he was screaming was hilarious.
Yeah, I wish he would actually get on to Saturday Night Live, because I think he would be awesome on it.
Yeah,
he has shown up like once or twice, but only as like one of those like assy audience sort of monologue segments.
He would definitely revamp it. He would definitely revamp what Saturday Night Live fucking needs, because it's horrible now.
Yeah.
But all in all, I give it 2 thumbs up.
All right. Tina Fey was just hideous. I really couldn't follow her. I just couldn't, she just wasn't that hot. I don't know why people find her hot.
I don't.
I can't. I really was kind of scared some of the times, especially...
I think she's cute to a point.
Yeah, she's cute to a point with her glasses on. Glasses off? Bad.
Well, actually,
really bad.
With her glasses off, I think the only point that she looked good is when she was wearing the wig.
Yeah, that too.
And... Is it in her face?
Like, the way her face was kind of rounded off and so on, I think she had a stunt double a couple times, more or less, to do one or two scenes. Or the way Sarah Palin came in and actually did the fucking part.
It was like one half of her face was rounded, the other one was like flat.
Yeah, it was just like, she had the square jaw to the rounded side. It's like, how the fuck does that work,
It looked like her head got run over by a bus.
Yeah, that'd be kind of, that's pretty close.
Like, she was riding her bike or something. And...
Yeah.
No.
Anyways, besides that person who got clipped, I will have to give this movie 2 thumbs up. I mean, I'm not following the curve here, but it's more or less, it was actually funny. I mean, I had the same feeling as the king. I was just like, God damn it, do we really have to watch this fucking movie? Is this really going to be that funny? And I mean, am I expecting Steve to go and, do the same fucking bullshit act? I mean, he had it a little bit here and there. But he can't get away from that because that's his own personality.
I mean, that's his Michael Scott personality in The Office.
Yeah.
And then you have also Tina Fey's Liz Lemon personality from 30 Rock.
Yeah, but if you take a look at it, it's more or less, these are the actors, I mean, with me, with how they actually, if you have a person who's acting, sometimes they can't really get into a separate role. They get stuck in their role. Kind of like how they explain it in the movie. Yeah, like, what is his name, from 16 Candles or some shit, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good,
Hong Long Jung or something.
Yeah, he's like, Hong Long, he's like, Long Jung Dong or something like that. He's like, that guy, yeah, he's just like, when he goes and plays a doctor, he's the same fucking guy, you know. So.
It's like, why is Long Dong Jung wearing a doctor's coat?
Yeah.
But, I mean,
and I will say this, too, there was just one scene, and it kind of only lasted like 30 seconds, that just made me laugh out loud, and it deals with a motorboat.
Yeah. It was kind of...
It makes me think of the Clerks cartoon, when Jay and Silent Bob ride away in their motorbike, and it just goes...
I mean, but I do have to give it credit, because, like, you know, Blue was saying... Me and him sat down last week looking at what movies were coming up, and we saw this movie, and we're like,
motherfucker! I thought there was going to be another movie that week, and even next week it's kind of hard to say whatever's
coming
out.
Next week we have two.
Oh, right.
Next week, we got Kick-Ass!
We're going to go see Kick-Ass next week, then...
The week after that, I
think it's like, A-Team that week.
Maybe that, or and other, then otherwise it's Losers or something like
Losers
that.
Losers is
A-Team. No, that's right, it's Losers, and then the final week we're going to go see Death at a Funeral.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully it'll still be in the theaters. you know how it's been? Come on.
Well, I mean, look at Repo Man. That was in the theaters for not even a half a month and it was gone.
Yeah.
It's only got like two showings. It's really bad. Now, the one I have to bring into this is yes, we get there a little bit early. We see the things. I mean, last week, Anvil and I talked about the whole fact that here comes the action movies that we were like, where the fuck did these kind of come from?
There were some good ones, too.
Yeah, there was good, but what it was is this time around it was kind of seen that it's like the women thing, but except they did get the A-Team in there. They didn't get the Losers in there. I was kind of surprised. But then they got this whole Jennifer Fuck Lopez movie, and I'm kind of like, why?
That's gonna bomb. That's a horrible concept, in my opinion.
I thought she finally retired from acting because she realized she couldn't do it.
Yeah, I thought she learned.
She should go back to being a fly girl.
I do give her credit. She did one good movie. Selena.
She played
another Latino singer who's no longer with us, and she did a good job.
And it was a tiny role, but Jersey Girl.
Doesn't count.
Because
she wasn't like a star in it.
But, I mean, when you take Selena and you compare what she's done like through the career between music and actual things, that one is just... And she's living off somebody else's fame, too. And that's really fucking bad. I think that's fucking horrible. I think that's bullshit. But more or less with this whole fact that, you know, these are like those desperate measure girls that are like, I'm never going to find anybody, so let's go artificially get inseminated. And then all of a sudden they find somebody. Yeah, this is going to be a fucking stupid movie.
Yeah, right. I think it's going to bomb horribly. It's going to be in, like...
Well, you know what?
Another Geely for her.
Yes, ooh. That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, Ben Affleck, ugh. Actually, you know what? I'm going to put it out there. I thought that movie was pretty good.
Which one?
Geely.
What?
You actually sat through that fucking thing?
Yes, I did.
No fucking way.
What?
I was drunk.
Well, that doesn't count.
That does not count.
I still remember the movie.
Just because you're coddling the Jack Daniels, fuck you.
And it doesn't even count if you just like the scene with Christopher Walken in it, where he talks about putting a book and an ice cream on my head.
Wait, Geely was the movie where they had the kidnapped boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that little boy I thought was awesome. And I also thought, like, the whole Baywatch thing, you know what, it brought a different demographic. The movie itself sucked, but I liked what they were trying to go with.
Bullshit! 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 No, I'm sorry.
Or it could have just been because they had the bottle of Jack with a crazy straw in it.
Yeah, you probably were like,
this game better now! Oh yeah, this game better now! Oh yeah,
she's hot.
Oh yeah, it's awesome now, because I can't see it anymore.
Look, she's running, I think her boobies are going to come out.
She got a great ass!
Wait, no, that's her face, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, okay. Let's tone it down a little bit. Let's talk sports.
I'm sorry, I had to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news!
Well, breaking news right now, not on Tuesday.
Fuck you, it's breaking news to us because it just happened. The Boston Bruins clenched the playoffs with a win over the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, fuck you, Carolina.
Now, the best part is...
We rock them like a hurricane.
Yeah, I guess so.
Shut up. We'll either play New Jersey or Buffalo in the playoffs. First round.
Alright, wait. The other night. Wait. Now, with that said, we gotta see who's wanting, who do we want them to play?
I would say maybe Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Yeah, well, we just beat Buffalo the other night.
Yeah, we did just beat Buffalo, and that was an amazing game.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see him take on New Jersey.
No, I don't.
I think New Jersey is kind of too strong in the beginning. They need to be, like,
weakened.
Need to
get them warmed down a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Because what it is they've, since picking up Ilya Kovalchuk, they've been unstoppable.
Now,
Kovalchuk's one of the best ever.
For our semi-retarded people that don't understand the whole fact about hockey, especially in the playoffs, because they were probably just born yesterday or living under a rock, and they're just finally finding the show, explain what we're going to be doing in the playoffs. Like, the first game is going to be how many games long and how many, how many setups do we have to do?
Is it like best out of seven?
Yes.
Is it best out of seven?
So, first team to win four games.
Okay.
So, basically, I'm hoping for Buffalo. All
right.
Just because I think that we could take it.
I think that's probably the best chance that we've got going on. I mean, what could really
happen? It's a weaker opponent, so we won't have to use too much of our strength.
Well, no, Buffalo is a really good team.
Dude, they're up on, like, almost the top of the list, dude.
Yeah, and their goalie is Ryan Miller, who was the starting goalie for the U.S. Olympic team.
I'm in current state. I mean, like, for the past few games.
Yeah, but they've been resting.
Yeah, they've been.
We didn't face him the other night.
They were kind of already, like, sitting back, sipping pina coladas, you know, more or less. It's just that.
Having pina coladas, some Mai Tai, some dirty Girl Scouts.
I mean, that's kind of like how we're doing right now with, like, the Celtics. We were resting our guys, and we lost kind of horribly last night.
It doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter. We're already in the playoffs. So it's just, it's one of those setups that's how it happens. But you were saying.
Yeah, so today's game, we're all hanging out, you know, we're sitting here, we got back from the movie, we threw on the game.
Chowing down some motherfucking pizza.
Yep, because we went first intermission, we got back eating pizza from Nicky's Pizza and Lynn.
Oh, okay. Great that pizza.
Hey.
Do you want me to get the number out too while we're at it?
I gotta show Nicky some love.
Yeah, made some good pizza. I love Nicky. I've known him since I was a little bastard.
Yeah. us little bastards used to go there. You know, because I know as a little bastard, I went there from time to time.
Yeah, my father would drag me there all the time.
Yeah, I love their
sub. Hell yeah, meatball sub.
Veal sub.
You and your veal, you fucking Frenchman. Actually, I've just been a fan of the pizza for a long time.
Yeah, the pizza's great, especially with all that grease. Diggity.
Yep.
No, it's not grease.
It's going on my ass.
Oh, okay, flavor.
That's how Guy Fieri puts it on the food.
So, yeah, okay.
We're sitting back eating, and all of a sudden, you know, Carolina goes on the power play.
Yeah.
And we're like, fuck!
We're like, oh, no, not this shit again.
So all of a sudden, we get the puck, and we score a shorthanded goal. We're like, yeah! And we're all, you know, woo-hoo!
And then we're like, okay, are we back on the shorthanded goal thing? And before I could finish saying that, we scored the second goal. And we're like, no fucking way!
And then Blake left the room.
I had to go get some more pizza.
And then the third one happened.
Exactly. 1:04. We scored 3 goals, all shorthanded. That just shouldn't happen.
I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the NHL in a long time.
Since 1994 for the Bruins.
1994?
Against the Washington Capitals. I mean, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, I know. No, I definitely know that. And then, actually, I think the play of the game happened later on in the third. We're up 3-2. We pull Tuukka Rask. And the puck gets slapped down the other end, and it's about to go into an empty net. All of a sudden, Patrice Bergeron gets on his horse and saves the puck right before it goes in.
That was a good.
He saved the motherfucking day on that one. It was right on the line, and then he was able to get his stick in there, and it wasn't able to cross over at all, so it couldn't have been counted because the puck needs to be completely over.
He basically saved it by Kuntair.
Yes, but the Kuntair syndrome. Yeah, right there. It was right. It was.
But then Carolina pulled out their goalie, and we scored a fucking goal off of them.
It's the last 2 minutes, and they pulled out their goalie. So
to bring out that sixth score to give a chance to win, and we won.
But
the
they fucked up. They really fucked up. It's just it bounced off Tuukka. It went up a little bit, and they were just able to just catch it and put it in.
My question is that considered a shorthanded goal? Because they had 6 regular skaters and we only had 5.
I don't think so, because there is no power play in fact, but I mean, it counts as a thing that you have six players on the ice at all times anyways, yes, but it's not like the goalie could come out and skate and go up and put a goal in himself.
Well, not anymore, they used to.
Yeah, they used to, but not anymore.
Back in the days of the legendary Jerry Chivas.
It's not fucking lacrosse.
Lord Stanley himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, it was a good game, and truthfully, I think hockey is more fun to watch with some friends.
Yes, it is. It sucks kind of watching it alone drinking.
Yeah.
Drinking alone, we do not, you know, kind of condone, but
drinking with friends is always fun.
Unless you... Just make sure you know that you have somebody to drive you home, or otherwise a place to sleep.
That's why we love Blue.
Oh, right.
He has such a big house that we can always just crash over.
Yes, and people have slept on my pool table, under the pool table. Hey, on the trampoline, under the trampoline.
On top of the TV.
Yeah, actually, it's that big.
Yeah. Yes, but I know one night we actually had my brother tied to the pool table.
Oh, that was great. That was fucking hilarious.
Ah! Help! Help! No. He fell asleep, so we tied him down, and he had no clue until he tried to wake up in the morning.
He's like, oh, no, you know what? We saved him from banging his head off my like, you know, the little hanging lights off.
Although it would have been funnier if when he woke up, you two came up dressed as the Army of Two guys.
And just started beating the shit out of him.
Which I need to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Now, moving on. Baseball's been going on lately.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Sox suck.
What?
We're 1-3. Yeah. We won the first game of the
season. Hey, at least we won on our turf.
Yeah, but we lost 2 on our turf to the Yankees. And then, last night, we have the game fully intact against the Royals. Wakefield pitches a great game. All of a sudden, Daniel Bard comes in and he blows it.
He blows it like a Chinese hooker.
Thank you. That works, right here.
Don't forget, it's gotta be cross-eyed.
And only charge $5, but you know what they say, sucky, sucky, $5.
Fucking A, man.
Now, this is a game I'm looking forward to seeing. It's tonight, Saturday the 10th, at 7 o'clock, is the Boston College Eagles take on the Wisconsin Badgers for the College National Championship of Hockey. Let's go, BC.
BC!
Yay!
BC! 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 Fuck the Badgers! Fuck the Badgers! Not in their ass. They're like
the Vag Badgers!
Oh.
I'm looking for a Vag Badger! A Vag Badger?
Shit.
Have you ever heard that song?
Yes. That's why I started laughing. So, I mean, there's a lot going on in sports. MMA's coming up.
Yeah. When's the next Strike Force?
That's very soon.
Coming up.
It's
going to
be like,
week.
You know, either next week or the week after. It's somewhere around like the second to last week, basically.
Yeah, right. So we're going to be hanging back to watch that.
Yeah, good.
What else is going on? I know football for myself will be starting very soon.
So you're going to hear him going, oh, damn it, that hurt.
And
we're going to record the show while he's playing. So you're going to see, or rather, you're going to hear a multitask.
It's okay, like, this time we just fucked this guy up right here. Watch this shit.
So, Anvil, what did you think about the movie?
Duh! I thought it was really good. 2 thumbs up. Sack down! Get him! Motion
you're
right!
Motherfuckers!
It's like, wow, Anvil, we didn't know you could multitask. But no, we're going to work the schedule of the show around, you know, which I appreciate these guys, you know, helping me out with this.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to keep you guys informed of what's going on, so I'm going to try to put up a little piece on the side that will show the standings of the league.
Yeah.
If we can try to pull that off.
I think we can.
You know, because we can pull it off the New England Football League website, which, for those who don't know, I play for the Boston Bandits. Mm-hmm. You'll find us at bostonbandits.org. And we're in the NEFL, the New England Football League, which is a premier league up here in this area. So if you're ever in Boston, take a look at bostonbandits.org. Come check us out. You know, us bastards will be at quite a few games, but I'll be playing, and Blue and King Baby Duck will be coming to hang out.
Mm-hmm. Hi-yo!
So, if you have any questions you want to ask us in person, come to the games.
Yes.
All right, that's it with sports.
Okay. Well, I think this might be a first in a while. Blonick and I have an anime to talk about.
We do? Oh, right.
Go Stan Lee!
Hero-mon.
Hero-mon.
I got confused by it, dude. I watched it this morning.
Holy shit, he watched it!
He watched it?
I got confused, but I watched it. You seemed so mad that I didn't watch it, so I actually got up early to watch it.
He watched an anime!
Woohoo! I was still drunk. I'm kidding. I wasn't drunk.
But what makes this anime different, like one of you just mentioned?
I did. Stan Lee.
Stan Lee created this show!
I think that's the only reason I watched it, because I did grow up watching Stan Lee.
Yeah, because he...
And of course, he makes his little fucking appearance. I'm surprised we didn't see Lou Ferrigno in there somewhere, too.
Hi!
Well, he might be in a Hulk anime.
Yeah, exactly.
How's everybody doing? I'm still on King of Queens.
King of Queens hasn't been on in years.
Really?
Yeah.
I always see the show on TV, that's why.
Probably on TBS or syndication, but... Created by Stan Lee, and it was animated by Bones, who did Soul Eater. They did the Cowboy Bebop movie.
Cowboy Bebop.
Eureka 7. They have a very good track record when it comes to anime.
So, have we found out why Stan Lee decided to reach across the pond?
I'm not 100% sure, but this isn't going to be his first anime, because they're also doing the Iron Man anime, the Wolverine anime, then an X-Men anime, and then they're going to do a Blade anime.
Yeah, Blade! Yeah. I will watch that. Actually, I think I figured out why he went across the pond. I think he went there for vacation, met a really hot little Japanese girl, and said, hey, sucky, $5, baby.
And I think Smile and Stan Lee would appreciate that.
Who's Smile?
That's his Twitter name.
Hey, Stan Lee needs to get some loving, too.
He does. He gets it from his wife.
And the little Asian girl over in Japan.
Anyways.
Okay, let's get into the premise of the show. It follows a kid, Joey Jones, which kind of follows into the footsteps of Peter Parker and Bruce Banner. Same lettered names of sorts.
Why would you do something? Why didn't you just go down the fucking alphabet?
You know why? Because I saw this when he was interviewed by Kevin Smith. He did this because it would be a lot easier for people to remember the name.
Yeah, fair.
PP, BB, JJ. I knew he was going to do that.
PP. Poo-poo.
But the first episode, it follows Joey Jones. He's a shy American kid who lives with his rock and roll loving grandma.
Yeah.
She was like rocking it with the...
Wait, what was the actual, like, there was the album that she was listening to. And,
what was it called?
I don't know. It was something with, it was something funny. It was Roswell.
Roswell.
It was Roswell, and I went, what the fuck is this all about? And I was thinking of actually, like, the Roswell, New Mexico kind of bullshit, but...
Well, the show takes place in Western America.
Yeah, seeing that the whole thing looks like Japanese animation.
But anyway, Joey, he's a boy who's got a couple jobs, and he's kind of bullied by this kid named Will, but his sister, Lena... Will's sister has a crush on Joey. She even asks him out, and the dumbass actually turns her down.
I couldn't believe that part. I'm like, no! You don't say no!
You don't say no.
They actually drew her looking really pretty.
Yeah. Well, you gotta thank the Japanese animators with the whole thing.
Well, but I mean, come on. If he said yes, it kind of would have been like, great, this is kind of the reverse Peter Parker shit, except it's the girl going after the boy.
Yeah.
And it's not like the girl's geeky or anything. She's kind of cute.
Yeah. She's a cheerleader, according to the opening theme song.
Yeah.
Motherfucker!
That's why I like her in football.
Now, was that the boyfriend that was kicking his ass?
No, it's the brother.
The brother, okay, alright. That's what I thought.
Now, there's this very popular toy in this world. They call them Haybos. I think it's I play on the Eyebo, you know, those
robot. The robot little fucking dog things that you play music off of?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And there's another bully, a comrade of Will's, Nick. He has one of them, but he accidentally breaks it when his friends go, what, I want to try it. No, I want to try it. Haybo goes across the street and gets run over by a car. And he goes, oh, that's okay. My dad can just buy me another one because he's fucking rich.
So what was it? $330 or something
that?
Yeah. It was ridiculous. We were like, great, it's future technology, but $330 for this little thing that doesn't do shit?
You see, that was the sharper image price.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay, I'm sorry. My bad.
So Joey takes home the broken toy and fixes it. And he dubs it Hero Man, which...
Hero Man.
I don't know. Couldn't he have come up with a better name than Hero Man? I mean, I mean, there are so many superheroes out there.
But this is coming from the little kids.
Exactly.
Aspect.
You have to think of, you know, a kid. When you were a kid, Hero Man sounded cool.
Right.
You know what I want is his friends there with the crutches.
Yeah.
I want those crutches. Those things are badass. Looks like he could beat the shit out of people and get away with it.
Yeah. But no, I mean, the premise of this anime was actually pretty good.
Yep. And I did like how he came to life.
Yes.
The thunderstorm, boom, and he just grows to gargantuan size.
Hasn't that been done before?
Well, it's kind of the Japanese trademark. It's been done in Tetsuja 27. It's been done with, Voltron, and, all these other...
Fucking Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. Yep. It's been done, but I think... It's the charm of Stan Lee.
That kind of made it definitely different.
Yes. And then he goes on and saves Lena and her father from being blown up in a really bad car accident.
Okay, see.
Yeah, that one kind of confused the shit out of me because the way the explosion was, I know he got saved by the little force field shield that he had on his arm thing.
Yeah.
But with the whole fact that when it blew up, I didn't think the robot was capable of covering those people that fast because he ripped the fucking roof off the car. And then along with that, him carrying them out of the fire. It was like, shouldn't they be on fire?
Thank you. Now you guys know where I got confused at.
Well, you see a lot of live-action movies
It would
do
be
that.
Better if it was smoke, okay? It was smoke.
If there was just a little swelter right there.
Smolder?
Or whatever it's called. Like a little bit of like...
Smoldering?
A little smolder... Yeah, a little smolder of, smoke coming off of, Lena or the father's clothes. And then, as soon as that happens, we actually finally meet the villains, who are these weird little alien race sort of things. Space bugs! Not like Starship Troopers. Well, okay, maybe a little bit.
No. You cannot compare them to that, because the fact is that they're actual bugs. The only thing that they can think about is protecting their fucking anthill. These guys actually had brains on them. They actually, were trying to actually find out a way to fucking take people down. Instead of, Starship Troopers did have the brain bug. But with this one, these were the actual bugs themselves, as individuals, were smart as is and were attacking.
Okay.
I take that over the other one.
Alright. Now, my thoughts on the first episode, it was more of an introduction to the characters than... an introduction to the whole storyline, because it looks like that the second episode is going to really pick up on what's going to be happening in the show.
Yeah, with the stories, you have to get into a setup where you kind of got to know the character beforehand. Like, when you were meeting Peter Parker at the first time, you were kind of like, great, he's a little dorky little fucker, you know, and then he gets bit by a spider, and then he starts finding out his powers. This is kind of like how that was going on with the first real episode, because he's just like, he's got this fucking thing attached to his arm, and hell, I probably wouldn't have known what to fucking do with it until I looked at the little symbol going, okay, press the symbol. Hey, he's doing shit. Woohoo!
Am I drunk?
Yeah, I know. My fucking thing just grew like fucking 5 times what it was.
Maybe I'm just stressed and just wicked tired. Maybe if I just go to sleep, this will all just disappear tomorrow.
I wish I could push a button and make certain things go 10 times bigger than they really are.
Oh, no. They've got pills for that.
No, I'm talking about biceps.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Whoa.
They still got pills for that. I mean...
Those are called steroids, and they're illegal.
Yes.
I want to play football.
I want to play football, not baseball.
Oh, right.
I did read some reviews on the second episode, and like I said, they say it does pick up on the action, and they say it is a lot better than the first episode. And they do make the point that, okay, this is kind of a kid's show, but... it is a kid's show in the same vein as, say, Batman the Animated Series.
As long as it's not like fucking Digimon and all that other bullshit. Aw, man, I couldn't stand those fucking shows.
Right.
Hate me as much as you want, people, but fucking
Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, all them suck.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'm sorry.
The first two seasons of Pokemon were really good. But right when Johto Journeys happened, that's when it went down to shit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know who the fuck you're talking about, because it got to the point where I couldn't comprehend that shit because my mind was so in this overdrive of whatever was going on at that time. Which
and on top of that, it was one of those shows where if you missed one episode, you would miss like a big thing about
it. Like, let's put it this way. I could stand Dragon Ball Z. I could actually stand that, well, besides the whole waiting for a fucking fight to happen. Or they were just standing off and doing monologue the whole fucking time. Mm-hmm. But besides that, I just couldn't stand watching this whole shit where they would come up with these random fucking names and random fucking bullshit. And it's kind of like, here, let's pull another name out of the ass, you know?
I mean,
fucking douchebagmon! There we go!
I think I would have killed to see one of the characters actually have the same name as somebody else. Oh, yeah, we met a Melissa in the other city. That's cool. No.
No. Remember there was always the Nurse Joy in every city?
They all looked alike. All the main characters were all looking alike.
I think it was a bit of a running gag on how, like, when you're playing the Pokemon video game, everybody looks the same.
Yes. Now, my favorite characters when it came to Pokemon, Team Rocket.
Yeah, we're part of that Facebook group. In my day, we didn't have terrorists, we had Team Rocket.
Yes, well, you know, when it comes to Facebook, they got some really cool stuff from the past. Because I know I'm part of a group that's called 16 Years Later, I'm Still Pissed Mufasa Died. And I actually started a group that I invited you to, and I think I sent it to you.
Which
you accepted. Skell makes $3.5 million to be the token white guy on the Celtics.
I don't remember that one.
I just sent it. Like,
yeah, I just sent it, so we'll probably find it like soon. But then there was what was the other one that you sent?
And I also sent out you called 911 for an ambulance for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is actually,
I don't think I got that one either.
I'm not sure if I sent it to you. I'll go back and send it to you. It's basically EMTs and firefighters and police saying the weird calls.
Yeah.
There was one that I loved that I want to tell.
Okay.
Basically...
Oh. Can we tell it after we're done?
Yeah, well...
I thought we were done.
No, we're not done.
We just kind of gotten off on a little thing, but back into the
show. One of the bands that does the background music to the show, I think you might be familiar with them, Metal Chicks. They're the ones that do one of your aggravations.
Get my nipple clips!
They're one of the ones that does your aggravation zone.
You can have one. Sorry, we're talking about nipple clamp for a second.
They do one of your aggravation zone songs.
Oh, shit, yeah. Mm-hmm. No fucking way.
The duck is getting frustrated. He's one angry ducky.
When it comes to the opening and closing theme songs, I like Tetsuya because I'm a big fan of Archon CL, and I do like Flo, like their earlier years, but... I don't know, I think with Stanley's name on it, they should have gotten at least one American band to do the...
Like Offspring.
Or even Foo Fighters, do that song, There Goes My Hero.
Yeah,
Foo Fighters!
That would be a good one.
Stanley could have called up Dave Grohl and said, hey man, I'm doing this cartoon over in Japan, is it okay we use that song? Be like, hell yeah, you can use it!
Or Jennifer Lopez!
God damn it.
I couldn't even say her name without laughing, I'm sorry.
But yeah, how did you feel with the rating on this one?
You know, right now, I think I'm going to give it one thumb up and one thumb sideways for the first episode, because it is a little bit slow here and there, but I feel like I said, the second episode is going to be a lot better, and the series is really going to be picking up, and once I see that, I think I can give it the full two thumbs up.
Alright, yeah, I mean, seeing that it just started, I'm going to give it maybe one thumb up. I just don't want it to get to the point where it's the same fucking bullshit over again. Like, if you could go and take and toss in, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, dude, how many times were you fighting fucking Shredder? I mean, seriously.
Every fucking episode.
It's like, dude, it's the foot! Oh, great, here they come again.
Didn't you guys
ever fucking learn? I kicked your ass last week, I kicked your ass this week. Why do you not understand?
I think it was College Humor that did a cartoon with the party with Ninja Turtles actually killing Shredder.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, we can't actually do this with our swords?
At least they did, you know, add some characters. You had Bebop and Rocksteady, and you had that little pink guy living in that creature.
Yeah, but they were always fucking up and stuff like that. But I mean, that's kind of like how the cartoons have been. And this one, I'm hoping that they're going to extend it a little bit more and get it into the point where, I don't know, it has just a flavor to it that...
Well, I think that's one of the big reasons why Stanley decided to do this over in Japan, because he knew that Japan is known for its vibrant flavors when it comes to storylines. They know how to tell a good story without boring the shit out of you. Even when Dragon Ball Z had all that filler, there was always something about those stare downs and them charging up the powers that made you just keep on watching it every week.
Yeah, more or less I watched it every week because I was like, okay, when are they going to fight? I want to see the fight scene. I want to see them take out the whole fucking planet. And then they would.
Because, see? It was like, but yes, it was so worth it.
It would take like 5 fucking weeks to have the planet just get blown up because they finally would do the, like, mega whatever fuck thing.
The Kamehameha way.
Yeah, exactly. Super Saiyan bullshit to fucking just take out the world. But well, with this, I mean, it seems like it's along those lines. What?
I give it one thumb up. Because I'm still very biased towards anime. But at least, you know, the duck skin's excited that I actually took a watch at it. Considering he sends it to me all the time, I'm like, anime no. Anime no.
Yeah.
And when he sent us out our briefing for the thing, he's like, at the bottom, you know, he wrote, "Hey Blue and Anvil, just so you know, this was written by Stan Lee. So watch it."
No, I
no,
think
he fucking challenged you, basically.
This was created by Stan Lee, so there should be no reason for you to not to watch it. Anvil!
In big, giant, bold letters.
That was impressive. I liked it.
But no, I mean, I just find it funny how, like, certain sections he breaks down, you know, to, you know, the people in the group, so they know that that's their part, and then the people who are big fans that write us online, they'll actually get a copy ahead of time so they know what we're going to be doing. So, I mean, that's kind
of
cool.
So, we're probably going to try to make a newsletter out of it at some point in time.
Yeah, well, I was trying to do that with the B3 Facebook group, but I just keep forgetting I'm doing that.
Don't worry, we'll start reminding you.
Or you can, you know, hook me up and I can try to take care of it, too.
Yes, we can all do our part. And knowing is half the battle. No, I'm just kidding.
But no, I mean, I do give it its props. It was halfway decent.
Not what he was looking for, but anyways, it filled the time and space.
I know you're not really into the subtitles and such. I know you prefer to be in English, and considering that it takes place in America, I can kind of understand that.
Thank you. I mean, when American movies go to other countries, they get voice actors to voice over it. Why can't they do the same
thing? Well, because it just came out, and it takes months to get the dubbing of a voice down pat.
I don't care. They should have already done it before they released
that
it.
That or licensing. That's a motherfucker.
I would say that this show will get licensed, as well as its comic counterpart. I just think, well, technically it has been licensed to be shown on the Crunchyroll website, which you can watch this cartoon at, so you can get your own opinion of it.
Yes.
But I think when it comes to home release, I got a feeling that it's going to be like Marvel's going to release it.
Most likely.
Although, I do want to ask Stan Lee why he chose to go with Bones for Hero Man, where all the other ones are going to be animated by Madhouse.
Well, he was just giving somebody, he was throwing somebody else a bone.
Yeah. But the animation is great in the show. It does remind me a lot of Eureka 7's character design and a little bit of their other series as well. But it does have a bit of that good American flavor to it that helps show that this is an American story just told in Japanese.
So what's the American flavor? Cheeseburgers and french fries? Some milkshake?
Yeah, cheeseburgers with wasabi.
What was he working in anyway? Like some coffee shop?
Yeah, he was working in a coffee shop, and that's where Stan Lee was. He, like, basically when he ran out, he's like, you know, he was yelling at him, but it was
kind of, "Hey, how about a cup of Joe here before you leave?"
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'll watch, you know, a couple more before I give a full, you know, census on it. And say, "You suck, you bitch!"
Or, "You're great!"
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Let's see. I think we got a little bit of time. Let's talk about the video games that you played.
Alright. Seeing that for some fucking reason I couldn't sleep in on a Saturday fucking morning, and I did put it up on my Facebook, I said, why the fuck am I still awake at 5:30 in the morning?
And I think I wrote back to you because you were constipated. It was either you or another friend of
mine. Well, I did have Wendy's last night, so I'm not surprised.
So yeah, that Taco Bell, you would have been constipated.
Yeah, no, otherwise that might have been the other effect, but we're neither here or there. But with this whole setup that we dealt with the games, finally that popped on the fucking thing was 3. I couldn't get the fucking feeling to download the third one.
Which one was the third one?
FIFA.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I like soccer, but I just don't, I can't play it on a video game.
USA. See, I'm the opposite. I can't watch it on TV, but I can play it on a video game.
Well, see, I like to watch France play, because you never know who's going to get headbutted in the chest.
Yeah, exactly. So with this whole setup that I got to download, because I was trying to work on some other games, but I wasn't lucky to actually review those either. But it dealt with Supreme Commander... And the other one is...
Blur.
Blur, yes, Blur. Now...
Which is another racing game.
Yeah, it's another racing game. I'm sorry. The racing games are just my kind of thing until I could get, you know, my vast amounts of other games that I could test out and play and stuff like that. Now, going into Supreme Commander, I was kind of like, ah, shit, what is this going to be like? How bad is it going to be? How hard is it going to be playing these characters? Like, how, you know, moving my units around, doing all this? Especially the fact that... It's on Xbox 360. Yes, we understand moving the unit around, you sick fuck.
Whoa.
Yes, you sick fuck. Shut up. Anyways.
King, were we doing anything?
You were doing something.
I believe we were just sitting here.
You are twiddling your finger in a very, very inappropriate manner.
Yes, Eddie. Bill.
Listen, Dad.
So, with the setup on this one, I actually have to say straight off the bat, this game seems like it's going to give Command & Conquer a run for its money, especially seeing that the game, like, seeing that how Command & Conquer used to be when it was under the control of Westwood, mm-hmm. and then when it went to EA, and this was what I was hearing when I was at PAX. Basically, if the game hasn't been in EA, and it came from another company, that's where games go to die nowadays.
Really?
And I kind of actually agree with that. I mean, Command & Conquer hasn't been up to snuff. I mean, besides, like, Red Alert 3, I like that setup. But when you go to see, like, CNC... Yeah, I know. The Simpsons game as well, as we could put that in there, because that popped onto EA. It did shit. But I think it's more along the lines that when you take a look at the game when you played Command & Conquer 3... It literally was a blitzkrieg the fuck out of the other people if you can build up your units fast enough. Otherwise, you're fucked. I couldn't move fast enough when I was playing it on the 360, but I didn't get a chance because my computer's a piece of shit right now, and I need to get a better one in order to play Command & Conquer 3 on my computer. So, what it was is, they're coming out with Command & Conquer 4 very soon. And I even talked to my cousin... And he actually just graduated from college with a degree in game design and everything like that. So hopefully, if he could get hired by one of these companies, we could get kind of cool with that. But he, actually, I went on to kind of like a full conversation, and I hope I could bring him in on this group sometime and maybe do a whole thing with that, saying, you know, what did he feel about that? And he's like, he even said that Command & Conquer has not been his favorite. And he was the one who introduced me to it.
Like, really?
He was the one who got me into these games, and I kind of went on from there. And from what I've seen, I definitely agree with him. Like, Command & Conquer on the actual series itself has gone downhill.
With, like you said, the exception of Red Alert 3.
Red Alert 3. They did a great job on Generals, but what they need to do is create another Generals. And they needed to do that goddamn fucking game that they canceled. Especially, like, the setup that they were going to be doing with it where you're going to play as the actual units in the game. It was kind of like how they played,
Toy Soldiers?
No, not that. Well, yeah, in that sense, but another sense that you were going to be able to play how, there was that other game. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but you played as Havoc. One of the main characters from Command & Conquer. And you could play in the actual game instead of just building shit and, you know, just letting the units go at it.
Nice.
This one had a setup where, with, you know, the Super Commander, you have a thing called an ACR. It's this big fucking mech robot that could do, you know, both attacking and build shit. So it's not like you've got a fucking one unit that comes in, builds itself, and if that gets destroyed, you're fucked. This one seems like you're going to have more, much more survivable, you know, capabilities on the game. And it kind of felt kind of Japanese style. Like, I'd have to say kind of like how, what is that one there with the ones that, the mech warriors that fight in space there?
Gundams?
Gundams, exactly. Kind of like a Gundam kind of setup, but not as much. It has a setup where the ACR is kind of like a Gundam, but is capable of doing so many multitasking things that you're able to build your kind of, you know, your base around him and then start moving out your units and having them able to take over stuff a lot more. And I felt that is awesome because all you have to do is hold down, I think it's, I can't remember what button it is, but if you just hold down that button and you just, you know, swipe around with your joystick to get on to, like, the actual units, you could select them all, basically, in one clean swipe, instead of this bullshit where, when I was doing the Command & Conquer 3, I had to hold down and try to swipe as good as I can, and half the time it would fuck up on me. So, they definitely did a great job on that, and I can only imagine how it is going to be on PC. It also will be on PS3 as well, so hopefully we can get in contact with these guys and have, you know, kind of a cool thing going on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely I'd give two thumbs way the fuck up for the Supreme Commander.
Nice. Now, what about Blur? How does that seem to set up?
Now, this is the motherfucker.
That was a Blur.
Yeah, right. This is the motherfucker that I was thinking in my head was like, oh, this is going to be horrible. It's not going to be great. It's going to, you know, I kind of, like how I went into Date Movie. Like, I felt like, what the fuck, you know? Not again. Not again.
Well, Date Night, it's called.
Date Night, whatever fucking it is. Anyways.
Date Movie is that really awful.
Yeah, I know. Movie. It was. Well, actually, it was horrible. So. But Date Night, it kind of went in the same kind of fashion. Like, oh, this is going to be horrible. And it actually, it's very impressive of how they presented it. But the only thing is I have to say, they only gave you an online view of it. Mm. I wish they could have gave me an in-game view of how it is to deal with the actual, you know, what do you call it, the bots in the game, you know, to deal with how the AI would be. So, with this, I kind of came into a clusterfuck in the first time I was racing, because they rank you up. I ended up with people, like, 15 rank, and I'm like, fuck me! These guys get all the high-end cars and shit like that, so I'm fucking racing in a Ford Focus. Or as my boss calls it, a Ford Fuckus. Because that's what it is.
I would, you know, with that Fuckus. With that accent of yours, Focus, a lot of people aren't going to like that.
Yeah, exactly. So, with dealing with driving around, it has a kind of feel to it that would resemble Mario Kart, except in a grown-up fashion. You get Nitro, you get, you know, these things that you could fire off that will explode.
Do you get the green and red shells?
No.
Aww.
Well, there's a red kind of orb thing that will go and try to track, but you can actually, you can fucking dodge it. For once, you can actually dodge the fucking thing instead of like, oh dude, it's gonna hit me, I'm done. You know, it's like you have to kind of just give up.
Well, you can dodge the red ones, you just have to jump it.
Yeah, that, or you have to have another shell to shoot it back. Mm-hmm. I was trying to, you are able to shoot shit backwards too, but I was having a hard time trying to figure that out because of the control setups. Yet the game is very impressive with graphics. I'm not saying that they could outdo Codemasters. I haven't found anybody that could do that, but they are a step up from a lot of the other shit I've seen. And I have to say that I have to give them two thumbs up on this one. As much as I was expecting to go, fuck this shit, you know, because when I watched the video, they were like, yeah, you know what we thought was the best part of the game is the Nitro. Everybody loves Nitro. It's like, guys, seriously? Yeah, everybody does love the Nitro, but it kind of gets boring.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you, like, but with their Nitro, you didn't even last that long. It's just like, it's not even a 10 seconds, it's 5 seconds. Like, whoosh! And then you're, like, up a little bit further and stuff. I did have a little bit of an issue with the steering, because there's certain corners that I'd end up slamming into the wall and getting just clusterfucked by the other cars behind me. So, using a shield when you're driving around is pretty good idea. Next to that, you're able to use, you know, stuff to kind of, like, these little pinpoint rockets, and then it tell you who did what, you know, were they the trigger-happy person, were they a sharpshooter, were they this, were they that, and who did the fastest laps. You know, it was pretty impressive in that sense. You can download it on Xbox Live with the arcade set up to just try it out. Along with that, I don't know if it's on PS3, but I believe it is coming out on PS3.
It's in a Best Buy flyer this week. I think it might be.
Yeah, but, I mean, with that, I have to say that I was surprised that they weren't at the PAX East, which it would have been nice to actually have meet and met the guys.
Who made it, anyway?
Now it fucking just escaped my mind.
Whoops, sorry.
Thanks, King. No, just kidding. But, yeah, I mean, we could definitely put something up there about saying who it was from. It was kind of impressive that it was able to come out like that. I was just expecting, like, just a load of shit. But, of course, there was douchebags on the game. They were like, yeah, they were doing Borat or some shit. And I was like, oh, my
fucking God. Yes, I'm awesome. Yeah, high five.
They're like, who has done this magic stuff onto my screen? This is not right. I'm like, oh, my fucking head. Will you shut up? Because he was winning every fucking race. He was the top right guy of the fucking
room. I'm sitting here wearing my bathing suit. I pinned badge near my nipple.
He's like, this is my neighbor. He's an asshole. He's a pain in my asshole. You know, and it was just like, it was really bad.
I get a clock radio. He cannot afford it. Great success.
But you know, my neighbor pain in my asshole. We just got done watching Oz. Now yeah. My asshole is pain.
So, with that, I mean, those were the games I got to play. I mean, I got a couple more in the mail that I wasn't able to try out because I had a week from hell. And it just seems that I have another week from hell because they've given me a shitload of tests.
Allegedly.
No, shut up about your allegedly.
Yeah, no, there is no allegedly. It's fucking happening.
I need the proof. You can't go forward without evidence. All right.
Drop your trail. Let him see your scars from all the spanking that these motherfuckers have been doing to you.
Hey, yeah, especially in the criminal justice.
I got more scars than he does.
No. They use tasers on me.
I have a full-time job. I got worse scores.
Scores?
Fuck you, scars. I can't even speak right anymore. They shattered my jaw in 9 spots.
Yeah.
You're not 50 Cent, motherfucker.
You got shot, not broken jawed.
Right,
Eli Roth came in and hit me with a baseball bat.
I think I'm done. Stick a fork in me.
Yeah, let's stick a fork into this podcast show.
I had my story I needed to tell.
Oh,
we're out of time.
Fuck you. This one's hilarious.
Quickly.
Out of time.
A friend of mine, she's a secretary at a doctor's office. And she actually is a member of the 911 group. And she posted this. Couldn't stop laughing. Woman tried to sue the doctor because he gave her contraceptive jelly, which keeps you from getting pregnant. And she
spermicide?
Basically, you put it on the inside and it keeps you from getting pregnant, whatever. Well, she got pregnant. So she tried suing the doctor for it. So when they were taking her deposition, they said, did you use it as, you know, every day? Yeah, she's like, yeah, I put it on my toast every morning.
Oh!
So the woman was so stupid, she put it on her toast instead of where it belongs.
Oh! That's like fucking, like, it's like, oh, my shoulder's killing me. I gotta take Bengay? Okay, spread it on the toast, eat it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't feel any better. What the fuck is up with this shit?
But my throat's on fire.
Yeah, I know.
See?
Damn you, Bengay.
But hey, at least we know that if she gives me a blowjob, she wouldn't have gotten knocked out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Even though you don't have to worry about it that way.
Well, no, you don't, but, you know, if she's stupid enough to put it on toast, she might have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I think the turkey's been overcooked.
Yes, let's get this fucking thing over with.
It's dry?
Yep.
So it was made by the Canadians.
I'm done with the fucking interruptions. Let's go.
All right. Remember, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com, and if you have any questions, comments, or you have ideas on things you want us to review, our email address is thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
Or you can email us individually at kingbabyduckduck@bostonbastardbrigade.com, anvil@bostonbastardbrigade.com, blowonic@bostonbastardbrigade.com, or you can still email Nenya and Shades.
Yeah.
But Shades is at blackflame@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
Yeah.
Along with that, we've got our myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. I know, it's a long fucking thing, but get used to it. And we're trying to make it shorter somehow, but we haven't figured that out because there's a lot of B3 going around in some other fashion.
Yep. There's even an anime called Black Blood Brothers.
Ah, man, it just doesn't get any easier, like, trying to do this fucking show. But, I mean, we'll try to figure out a way to make it either, .org or .something. We'll make it, B3.something.
Or B3.mobi,
Our sisters of the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.mobi.
Our sisters!
Which, in a little while, we'll be hanging out with one of our sisters.
Yeah.
Miss Pandalicious.
That's correct, at the concert. So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Melonic.
This is Anvil.
Say sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.